Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States believes the United Nations has a crucial role to play in addressing the crisis in the Middle East, precipitated by Hamas's appalling terrorist attack against Israel on October 7th. The United States has put forward a resolution that sets out practical steps that we can take together toward that end, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
First, we all recognize the right and indeed the imperative of states to defend themselves against terrorism. That's why we must unequivocally condemn Hamas's barbaric terrorist attack against Israel. Babies riddled with bullets, young people hunted down and gunned down with glee, young people beheaded, families burned alive in a final embrace, parents executed in front of their children, children executed in front of their parents, and so many taken hostage in Gaza.
Second, we all agree on the vital need to protect civilians, stated Secretary Blinken.
We know Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people, and Palestinian civilians are not to blame for the carnage committed by Hamas. Palestinian civilians must be protected. That means Hamas must cease using them as human shields. It's hard to think of an act of greater cynicism. It means Israel must take all possible precautions to avoid harm to civilians. It means food, water, medicine, and other essential humanitarian assistance must be able to flow into Gaza and to the people who need them.
It is also critical that this conflict not widen, said Secretary Blinken.
To that end, we call on all member states to send a firm, united message to any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States. Don't throw fuel on the fire.
The United States does not seek conflict with Iran, said Secretary Blinken. But if Iran or its proxies attack U.S. personnel anywhere, make no mistake, we will defend our people. We will defend our security swiftly and decisively. And finally, we all agree that we must redouble our collective efforts to build an enduring political solution to the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, said Secretary Blinken. The United States stands ready to work with anyone who's ready to forge a more peaceful and secure future for the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.